Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and of course, that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, Ken, we learned over the weekend that President Trump says he'll make his decision on a candidate for Supreme Court confirmation by July 9th. You have an article today about the New York Democrats certainly fearing the abortion potential repeal.
The Senate Democrats say that the Anthony Kennedy resignation from the Supreme Court and the way the court seems to be heading under Trump will be front and center during the fight this fall for the control of the Senate during the elections, the state Senate, that is. The Democrats have long been pushing a bill called the Reproductive Health Act that would strengthen New York's abortion laws and basically codify Roe v. Wade in New York law. New York's abortion law actually predates Roe v. Wade. The bill has gone nowhere with the Republican Senate. Republicans argue it went nowhere when the Democrats actually controlled the chamber. But it is going to be an issue you're going to hear a lot about in the upcoming Senate races.
From there, let's go to your column, Blue Wave Blues. Leftist surge in New York could be tough for polls to gauge. Explain that.
Last week, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez really shocked the political establishment when she beat longtime Queens rep Joe Crowley, who was a potential Speaker of the House. It seems that the polls had him up 35 points 3 weeks prior to the election, and she ended up beating Crowley by 15 points. That may not be an isolated incident. The fear is from some that the polls will not pick up the angry progressive left that is out there. 400,000 new Democrats have registered in the last 4 years, and a lot of young and minority voters who aren't necessarily traditional primary voters may turn out given the whole Trump era, and the polls may be the last to pick that up.
Speaking of polls, what's the statewide implications seen in Suffolk poll story you have today?
The Suffolk County Democrats had commissioned a poll, and they said it shows in Suffolk where Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton by 7 points in 2016. They say Trump is now underwater in Suffolk County, that Governor Cuomo has a good lead over Republican challenger Marcus Molinaro, and Steve Ballone, the county executive Democrat, is also very popular. They feel that's going to be good, not just for races in Suffolk County, but even statewide when it comes to reclaiming the state Senate. The Republicans obviously disagree. They say they feel comfortable where they're at and that they believe Suffolk County will remain Republican.
The attorney general's race. The governor has a big fundraiser set up for his choice, public advocate Letitia James.
Yeah, Cuomo endorsed her. There's four people overall running. Cuomo is going to be the special guest at a Tish James fundraiser next week in New York City. Donations range from a couple of thousand to 21,100, which is the maximum amount you can give for a donation. So Cuomo helping her raise money.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays. You can read more at nydailynews.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.